y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrea.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The best of the Phil Henry 1999 CD is here, and our second, well, I don't want to mention our second CD signing. I want to mention our first, which is going to be at Rock Honda. I don't know why. Why can't I keep this stuff together? Why is it that I'm the only one here who can't keep anything together? What seems to be my problem? No, it's okay, Mike. It's not your problem. It's my problem. Did I throw it? Oh, here it is. Oh, man. All right. So anyway, tomorrow, could you go to my car and get that rack of Bennies? Yeah, some of that Benzedrine that I have. So anyway, so tomorrow, the Best of Phil Henry Show 1999 CD will be on sale, and we'll be signing it at Rock Honda in Fontana. That's 9612 Sierra Avenue, north of the 10. I'll be there at noon. Please show up early. Be orderly. We'll sign your stinking autograph and then get out of there. No, it's we're very happy to do it for you. There's going to be a band called the Super Cools. They'll be playing before I get there. Hopefully they'll continue playing while I'm there, and that'll be one more reason for you guys to stick around. Only $20 gets you the CD signed by me, and all the proceeds go to a great charity. Wonderful people, my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Los Angeles. And I'd also like to say, if you don't want to have anything to do with my CD, if you wouldn't buy it on a bet, and you would like to donate money to my friend's place, certainly they accept donations. They are not federally, there is no federal money. They don't get any government money. All of the money that they get is from private donations, and they've been doing this great job helping these kids who are literally eating out of garbage cans. They've been doing it for the last 10 years. So I certainly do hope we'll see you tomorrow, 12 noon, Rock Honda in Fontana. They're up Sierra Avenue on the left, and we will be selling and signing the Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. This is our third year that actually, counting Miami, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 6 years we've been doing this for Center One in Fort Lauderdale and for now my friend's place in Los Angeles. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mike Schaefer, my producer, is coming up on his 6-month anniversary. I was at his wedding back in June. And I don't know, we were talking about how things have been going and how you make a relationship work, how you make a marriage work. Marie and I are coming up, we are on 2.5 years ourselves. Our third anniversary will be in July of the year 2000. And it's kind of interesting to kind of watch relationships develop and to watch relationships grow. And we asked before the break if anybody was planning on getting married and how they see their future in a marriage, how they plan on making it work, how they plan on communicating, for instance, how they plan on sharing, how they're going to balance if there are two careers in the family, how they're going to do that. This is kind of for the people out there who are not yet married but are thinking about getting married. We've got at least a couple of callers on the line, so we'll go to them one at a time. We've got Redondo Beach on the phone. Your name is Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, Chris, tell us about it.
Well, my girlfriend and I are going to be getting married. She has a 3-year-old son from a previous marriage. He's a great kid. And on New Year's Eve, we're going to be getting married in Lake Tahoe.
Congratulations to you. How long were you engaged?
We were engaged for about 6 months, but we wanted the holidays in the snow. And I think, this is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, I heard what you were talking about. And
what does it take? What do you think it'll take to make your relationship work?
Well, I think it takes a lot to make a relationship work. It takes dedication, but more importantly, Phil, I think it takes give and take. I think it takes a 50-50 contribution, and that means everybody pitching in. And we've always had that in our relationship.
What do you do, sir?
Right now, I'm between jobs right now, but I'm weighing some offers that are coming in. I'm trying to, I don't want to jump at the next offer. I got a lot of offers coming in, but I was in pharmaceutical sales. Right now, I'm weighing offers to get into the restaurant business and part owner of a bistro.
So you're not working? Is your fiance?
Yeah, right now my girlfriend is the breadwinner. My fiance, as you say, is the breadwinner. You know, stability at home, I think, is important. So I provide that.
And so she's working, and you are taking care of the home right now, right?
Well, I provide stability. I provide what she needs. You know, primarily what she needs is a male influence for her son. And I like him a lot. He's 3 years old, and he's a great kid. So I provide stability for him. Like, he gets a male image. I think that's a very important thing, Phil. And because she's got just the one boy, you know, he needs a male image, and so I provide that for him.
And but while she's working at work, so you take care of the child?
Well, she more or less takes care of him from the standpoint. I mean, what do you mean, like what?
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying. So she's at work, you're taking care of the boy, you're taking care of the house, that kind of thing, right? So in other words, we're talking about a 50-50 contribution.
That's right, a 50-50 contribution. But what I primarily bring to, she brings home the food and she brings home the money. And she takes care of the bills and she takes care of, you know, cleaning up the house and everything. What I provide is the male image for the boy. And I provide, you know, her with what she needs in terms of, you know, what a woman needs, you know, from a man. You know,
are you taking care of her son? I guess what I'm trying to get to here is you are taking care of...
Oh, yeah, I'm his guard. Throughout the day, I'm with him. And, you know, I provide a male influence for him. You know, we watch TV together. I take, you know, we take in some shows because I'm a legal adult guardian for him, so I will be his legal adult guardian, so I'm with him. You know, and we'll watch movies together and watch TV together. We were home today, watched a couple of movies together, watched 8mm and Payback together, and I know that those are adult movies.
Well, I was going to say, how old is he?
He's 3 years old.
Those are very adult.
Yeah, but because it says rated R means nobody under 17 admitted without an adult supervision, that's why it's okay. And that way I also expose them to the male image, you know.
And so you were sitting at home today watching 8mm and Payback with a 3-year-old boy, is that it? I mean, I'm not criticizing.
No, I think you misunderstand, Phil.
No, I'm not criticizing. I'm just joking around. But seriously, that's what you watch with him?
Well,
you know what? I won't even go there. I'm sorry. Because you're right. You are a responsible adult. So you are at home taking care of the house. I didn't get what you say. You take care of the boy, your fiance works, and you do not clean the house up? Or?
Well, that's part of her job. When I met Julie, she had the kid. Her ex-husband was selfish and wouldn't give her his time. He was not.
What I'm getting to is, do you take care of the kid? Do you clean his diapers?
No, I do not. No.
Do you make dinner?
No, sir. I don't do that.
Do you clean the house?
No. What I do is I provide the male image for the boy, and also, for the woman, I provide the sex. And what I'm saying is, I believe, Phil, as long as you're asking the question, every relationship is 50-50. You got to bring to it an equal amount of energy. She is the breadwinner. She goes to work. She brings home the bread. She cleans up the kitchen and makes sure that the boy's got his diapers changed and everything. And then
what is it on your side?
On my side, I provide what they both need. I give the boy a male image to look up to, you know, and I give her what she needs, which is the sass, and also to be able to be seen with me. Because I'm also, one thing I told the guy that answered the phone for you, that I am good looking. So when she goes out socially, she has me, you know, I can walk next to her. Okay.
And all right. So what you provide is you're a male image for the boy. You're an escort for her, and you take care of her sexual needs.
That's correct.
And she takes care of your home by providing the money and by providing the clean up the house and things like that.
She cleans up the house, yeah. And that's equal, you know, to me, that's equal.
All right, you feel you have a 50-50 partnership.
I do. I have a 50-50 partnership with her, you know.
And also the fact that you escort her to what?
Well, like last week they had the company Christmas party, and I mean, I have to tell you, I do look very good. I mean, I'm very, very handsome. So we went to her office party, and I look very good, you know, and also there's a lot of energy that you kind of expend when other women are coming up to you and hitting on you. And I got a lot of broads hitting on me. So that's also part of the energy that I expend.
All right. So part of your partnership with her is you keep other chicks from hitting on you. You are providing a male role model for the boy, and you provide her with sex.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, Chris, hold the line. I mean, you screened the call, not me. 1-800-449-8686. So there's Chris talking about he's going to be married on New Year's Day. He's going to be married on New Year's Day to his fiancée. She has a 3-year-old son. And in their relationship, she cleans up the house and goes to work and cleans up the boy. And he provides a male role model for the boy, provides her with sex, and is a good-looking escort for her. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. I'm eating. Thank you. Got a mouthful of food, so he kills the music. Pardon me, I'm eating. All right. Dude, you know, it's like, I thought maybe I could grab a little bit of dinner here and pad with the bumper music, and the dude kills it. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about how to make a relationship. How do you anticipate making your marriage work? Those of you who are about to get married, we have a man on the line who is going to be married New Year's. Is it New Year's Eve or New Year's Day?
So we're going to get married on New Year's Eve in Lake Tahoe. Really looking forward to it.
Lake Tahoe, man, that is going to be a, or maybe not a zoo, as the case may be. I thought that a lot of these New Year's parties are being sold out. Now, you're mentioning that what your girlfriend brings to the relationship is she's primarily the breadwinner?
Right now, I'm in between jobs. I'm weighing my offers. But as long as she's making, you know, she's earning the money, then I'm the male image for the boy, and I provide her with, you know, what she needs.
Okay, let's go to South Central on Phil, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to know how old a man is he, and how old a man is his wife to be?
I'm 28 years old, and she's 27, yeah.
Well, it appears that if you really loved her, that you would wait until you got yourself a little more stable, because to offer the woman just her sex needs and the boy?
No. I mean, also, I'm with the boy. We watch TV together.
Well, this child's 3 years old. He don't need to be watching a lot of TV.
Well, during the day.
You're not very much of a male image. I'm sorry. And, woman evidently has stupid written across her forehead. I hope she's listening.
Whoa.
Because
she needs
to be aware of you.
Why do you think she's stupid, ma'am?
Yeah, I mean, that's
you don't have anything to offer. She can find somebody picking up cans on the street and bottles of newspapers and take a chance at that and drink you up.
Wait a second. I think I tried to make it clear at the beginning that I'm very, very good looking.
So what is your look? You can't pay any bills. You can't bring any food in the house. Is she paying the rent?
Well, wait, there's
the trip to Lake Tahoe?
But wait a second. There are a lot of men who provide all the money and the women stay home.
Have money to take care of a wife and a child, that's fine. Don't feed nobody and pay no rent.
Well, why can't I be a house husband?
And I have nothing else to say to
why
you.
Why can't I be a house
you
husband?
You are looking for a good thing, and evidently you found it.
Why can't I be a house husband? That's all I'm trying.
Why do you want to be anybody's husband and you don't have a job?
Women don't have a job. They're wives. They're housewives. Why can't I be a house husband?
Well, that's all you're looking for, evidently. You sound very low life.
You're being racist.
Man.
I'm sorry,
I'll have to say goodbye to you.
You're being racist.
How she's being racist?
Because she'll let a woman do it, but she won't let no man do it. See?
All right. Oceanside on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yes.
You know, thank God for women like that. I'm so glad that she just came on before me. This man must be delusional.
I answered a question. How come I can't be a house husband if there's housewives?
I'll tell you why. A house husband diapers kids, cleans the home, takes care of things, takes the child out to school, does things, doesn't sit around and watch TV like a bum. You keep saying you're an image, because you're handsome, you must be out of your mind. Phil, is your job to be, I guess your job is not to have an opinion of anybody, Phil. How you?
No, sir. What I do is I've told the man. I said at the very outset of the show. I said, so you are telling me that your idea of being a 50% partner is hello. Your car phone's kind of going squirrely.
Yeah, I'm on torture. I'm on the car phone. I'd say 5%. I give him 5%.
Well, I said, I made it very clear. So you're telling me that your idea of contributing to a home is being a male image for the boy, providing the woman with her sexual needs, and whatever the hell else he said.
Yeah, right. Well, no, I didn't say that because I love her very much.
But then help her. Then do some work for her.
I'm doing stuff for her. What is it that you want me to do? I'm with her boy.
Television. With a 3-year-old. You're watching television. She cleans. She cooks. She works. She has sex with you. And you're good looking, so you go out on a date with her and make her feel good. Boy, that is really nice of you.
Have you tried asking her? Have you tried asking her?
Why doesn't she hire an escort? What's good looking?
Have you tried asking her?
So I assume
she's not too bright.
I assume that she likes this.
Okay, so in other words, she's got to be stupid if I'm good in bed.
I'm sorry.
If I'm good in bed, she's
stupid. I
don't
mean to hurt you, but she must be so secure or stupid or something. It's just unbelievable.
All right, I don't want to be unkind to the lady. Maybe she thinks that you're all she can get.
Wait a second. I come on to contribute to your show, and I've been nothing but insulted since I've been on the air.
No, we're responding to what you're telling. For a man to think he's giving 50% by sitting home with a kid while a wife does every physical thing, who in the world wouldn't want to do that for
what
the
was
rest
the, and
of
you're
their
saying
life?
You're at home with this boy watching films like 8mm.
Excuse me.
No, I mean, the guy calls in because we're doing a thing on marriage.
But the movies say rated R, which means a child should be accompanied by an adult. I am not leaving the child by himself to watch films like that. Those are R-rated movies, which says that you can have...
Why should you be watching it together in the first place?
If you're with a little boy who's 3 years old,
yes.
It's not a lot for him to do during the day.
Well, you can take him out for a walk, and I think what people are saying is, if you're going to be with that child and you're going to be a male image, take him out, let him play in the park.
Right.
If you're a house husband, you can take him to the beach. You got all day long, you know.
Thank you, Phil. You can diaper the kid, you can...
That's what her job is.
To the kid, you have a book...
Ordinarily, yeah, that's what you do, right?
Excuse me?
That's what you do, but are you as good looking as me?
I'm better looking.
No,
probably.
I doubt it.
Probably.
I doubt it.
Oh, and because you're good looking, you should be able to sit around and do nothing for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Компанию Bill Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 200 тысяч фит. И еще ватка.
Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So what is 50-50 relationship? I had no idea that this guy was so interesting. You there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking about what a lot of people have been saying to me, you know, because I don't think they understand my relationship with Julie and my relationship with Josh, who's her son. You know, I mean, we have a really good relationship, and we get along real good. I did tell everybody that I go to her to her Christmas parties. When we went to her company Christmas party, okay, she works for a big corporation. She does marketing for a big corporation.
Okay.
And when we went to her Christmas party, all of the people come up to her and say, you know, you got a very, very handsome husband, and you should be very proud. I'm sure you're very happy, and he's so handsome. All of the women come up to her, and they all say the same thing. Hey, you know, he's really hot. You know, good for you. You go, girl. All of that, okay? That means something to a woman. That means something for her to have other people. I want to use the word. I can't remember what it is. Starts with a V.
Validate?
Yeah, to have people validate her. Are you sure that that's the word? Because that's what a guy did to my parking stub. Isn't that what they...
Yeah, you can validate parking stubs, and you can also validate people. You validate, meaning you give them some validity. which means that you reinforce their opinion, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means either.
No, I don't really either, but yeah, the word is validate. Let me go to a phone call, okay? All right, here is Norwalk on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I just have a couple of things to say. First off, a relationship is two people who work together to build something. And if one person is sitting around watching TV all day, then he's not pulling his fair share.
I didn't say that's all I'm doing all day. I'm taking care of that boy.
Okay, but why is it that women can take care of the kids, work, take care of the house, take care of the grocery shopping, the putting the food on the table, and cleaning up the mess, why the men just sit around? It's not right.
Well, don't impugn every man. Are you talking about every man?
No, but the majority, 75% of the male population.
She hates men.
Not perfect. Even.
Yeah, well.
Well, it is unfair for you to do that.
It sure 75%.
Well, you have
if
you.
If I wanted hey, to Phil, do it maybe by she myself, slept, maybe then she, I would live alone.
Well, maybe she slept with 75% of all the men out there. I don't know. What about it, baby? How do you know about 75% of all the men?
And I don't think that that's very nice.
Well, she's talking about it.
Okay, ma'am. 75%. If we're going to get into impugning the entire male sex because you're angry at this guy, you know, we could probably do that on another show. And I've got a couple in mind. Here's Ontario on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Good for you, man.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Good for you, Phil, for backing me up.
I wasn't backing you up. I just didn't like the fact that she was going to turn this into the whole male gender bashing. Yes, go ahead.
I have a comment for Mr. Cuteness. Mr. Cuteness?
Mr. Cuteness, who's that? Is that supposed to be me?
Yeah, that's supposed to be you. Let me explain something to you. Your looks, they're only going to last for so long. Your marriage, if you want it to last for a long time, you're going to have to pick up that 50% that you so-call 50%. Bring it up to an actual 50%. A marriage?
It is right now 50%.
Let me explain something.
Because of what I bring to it.
Let me explain something else to you.
I bring a lot to it, okay?
Okay.
I bring very serious lumber to this situation.
Okay, however, you're not married yet.
Not yet,
okay,
but
let me explain something to you. A marriage is not 50-50. A marriage is 100 and 100. Each person needs to bring in 100% of each other.
That's impossible.
Right now?
That's impossible.
Why would it be impossible?
Because that, that makes 200%. That's impossible. You can only have 100% of something.
She's being euphemistic, okay?
You need to bring 100% of yourself. If you're only bringing in half of yourself, which could be 50% of the marriage.
If I'm bringing in half.
You need to bring in 100% of yourself would be 50% of the marriage. Do you understand?
No, you said half of myself was 50% of the marriage.
No.
That's what you said.
Okay, well, bring in 100% of yourself. Putting your...
If I bring 100% of myself and she brings only 50% of herself, that don't make no sense either.
Well, that's what you're doing right now.
No, I'm bringing 50%.
Okay, what type of work does your wife do? Or your fiance?
She's a vice president of marketing for a major corporation. She generally gets home about 7, 7:30.
At night?
Yeah.
And when she comes home, she has to cook dinner for you?
That's part of how we share responsibilities.
Okay.
I take care of the boy. She comes home and she does dinner.
Okay.
Well, what do you do? I want to know. So you take care of the boy. You seem to think that providing a sexual relationship for her is also part of your 50%.
Well, yeah, but, of course.
No. That's not going to work.
And you also say that you because you go to Christmas parties with her.
She was told by her coworkers that I was very, very, very hot looking.
Okay, validity.
That means something to a woman.
That's great. Let me tell you something. I'm also married myself, a newlywed.
Right.
I've been married for a year and a half.
Right.
My husband is also out of work. I work full time and go to school full time.
But does he bring it? He brings it though, right?
If I ever came home and the house was a mess and something was not made,
well, do you clean it up then?
That wouldn't matter. That would never, ever happen because my husband cares. He understands, hey, you know what? I'm not working right now. Let me put in a little bit extra.
Does your husband bring some serious lumber to the situation, or what are we talking about?
Lumber meaning what? Lumber, what
I
do you mean?
You know what I'm talking about.
Meaning sex?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there we go. So why should he have to clean up the house?
Sex is not going to always keep you happy.
Why
do you think people made Viagra? Sex is not going to always
keep you happy. Hey, that's for amateurs, man. I don't need that, baby.
Okay, you don't have to be calling people baby or anything like that.
Really, well, I'm just saying, since he brings a serious lumber to the situation, why does she need him to be working on the house? If I got to explain lumber, then he ain't bringing it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, we got it.
I mean, shit. We got it. We understand what you mean by that.
I understand what you're talking about.
And the other thing is, I'm very good looking, and she can go out to parties with me.
Oh, my husband is very good looking also.
Okay, do people come up to you and go, you go, girl?
Oh, people come up to him all the time. My husband is a very good looking man, and he is a performer.
What about?
I have no problem with my husband.
Okay, so he's good looking, he brings some lumber, and you still make him clean the house? How selfish can you be?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so
wait a second.
Me going to work and bringing home the butter. If I wasn't going to work, how would we eat? If your fiance wasn't going to work, how would you eat?
How would you be happy if he wasn't bringing the lumber? You bring the butter, he brings the lumber.
She can use a dildo if she wanted to.
Who?
She can use anything she wants to.
I don't think so.
Okay,
you think
that you're the only person on the earth that can bring some good lumber?
They haven't made a dildo yet with my face.
Oh, please. And they probably don't want your face on there.
I didn't ask you if you liked whether I was good looking. I'm talking about my fiance. I'm talking about my fiance.
I believe your fiance probably does think you're good looking.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay.
But your looks are going to fade. Eventually, you're not going to be as good looking as you think.
Do you understand what the lady is saying here? Okay.
Look, if I made a mold of my junk, I'd make millions of dollars. Okay.
A mold of your junk. That's exactly what it is. It's a whole bunch of junk.
Well,
you need to get up off your ass and work. If you're not going to work, take care of the.
What do you do for a living, Mr. Chris? What do you do for a living?
I was in pharmaceutical sales, but right now I'm weighing off.
What kind of pharmaceutical sales are you?
No, ma'am, that's not a drug dealer. Pharmaceutical sales, okay?
Well, pharmaceutical sales on the street means drug dealer.
I didn't say. Well, maybe you live on the street.
If you're going to use lumber, then I can use pharmaceutical sales as a drug dealer.
I don't live on the street. Do you?
No, I live in a house.
Okay, I live in a house.
If you don't get a job, you're going to live on the street.
Hey, I didn't call you a whore. What do you call me a drug dealer for?
Okay.
I didn't call you a whore.
Let's not get nasty, okay?
Well, you call me a drug dealer.
You said you do pharmaceutical sales.
Yeah, how
do I know that you're not using slang again?
Are you white?
You use slang with sex.
Are you
how
white?
How do I not know that you're using slang?
Are you white?
Are
you white?
Why would that matter?
Because I think you're black.
Why would that matter at all?
Okay, you're black. And that's why you thought it was drugs.
Okay, now you're out of line.
Now you're out of line.
Well, she's talking to me about I'm selling drugs on the street.
You're out of line, okay?
Okay, so you saying lumber, could I ask you if you're white?
Exactly. The lady's making a good point. You're using all of this slang. Why can't she?
That just pissed me off. I'm sorry, okay?
All right, so you got pissed off.
Right now, I'm just really uncomfortable. I bring serious lumber to the situation. I wish somebody would respect that.
You know what? That's understandable. Be a porno star then. Make some money off of being a porno star.
They made a mold of my junk.
Yeah, I know. You'd make millions. That's great. Listen, ma'am, I thank you for your call. I'm sorry it got contentious. Thank you very much for calling the Phil Hendry Show here. Here is Studio City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. So, Chris, let's just calm down.
Okay? Yeah, I know. She's calling me a drug dealer and everything.
Okay, I know. Women, you've struck a chord in a lot of women. Struck a serious chord. But I...
Are you married? Are you currently married?
This isn't about me. This is about a topic. Me?
I just want to know the credentials of people that are going to be, you know, attacking me.
Am I married? No, because I have been meeting different men.
Right.
I try to be a humble person. I mean, I'm a very attractive woman, but my point in my life, I can attract different people.
Really?
To find someone that can add to my life.
Are you currently like dating and stuff?
Yeah. But what I'm
sounds
what
very
I'm,
cool.
Some of the things that you've been saying, I almost thought you were joking.
No, I mean,
it's kind of crazy. But if that's the lifestyle that you want, I respect that, and that's your choice.
Right.
Maybe sex is that important to some women. But really, most of the women I know, sex is the least important thing. They need stability in their life.
Well, I think there's a lot of women who, you know, they want to have the animal in them brought out, you know.
Yeah, but with a man that nurtures you and supports you in your whole life and gives you what you need
in every way,
then you can bring that out. We're not just animals. We're civilized beings, you know? What's that noise?
I'm sorry.
Could you need to back away from the phone, Chris?
I'm sorry. I'm listening to what you're saying, and you're not saying nothing that I don't believe, too, you know?
Right, and I don't want to judge you.
I believe in nurturing her and everything, but everybody's telling me I'm not doing what I'm due. I mean, I take care of the boy, and I also...
And I think that's respectable, right, that you're raising this child, but do you want... Can you back away from the phone?
I'm sorry.
Calm down.
All right.
Okay.
We're two of a kind, you and me, you know? I just know that you and I get along real good.
Well, you have a lot of people going at... Well, you're not my type, personally, because I want somebody who's basically, you know, got about $1 million. I mean, that's my choice,
but,
you know?
But, you know, you and I, we think alike, because I can tell, you know, you probably like to...
But we don't think alike, Chris.
Are you a little nasty?
Something...
Do you get a little nasty?
With somebody I really love, sure.
You get nasty, but... do you? Really?
That's not, like, real important to me right now.
Really?
What's important to me is finding someone that'll help me
build
my life, because a woman's beauty only lasts for so long.
Yeah. Do you like it rough or whatever?
Not really.
You don't like it rough or nothing?
No, I think, you know what I think would be a good profession for you? Maybe you should model or do some adult porn stuff. I think that you would I think that'd be a good business for you, and there are women that would pay for people like you, but the majority of women don't really think like that. And
so slow and tender is your thing, or,
well,
I mean...
No, but that's not the point what we're talking about. There's a lot of women you're really upsetting because...
Are you listening to the lady? And forget about coming on to her, because that's what you're doing. You need to watch your language, if you don't mind.
Sorry.
No, I like
sorry.
That, man. I like it a lot. That is so cool.
Excuse me, but I'm just saying, I'm... A smart woman will find a man.
If I just came up and I just whacked your ass real hard with my hand.
Well, I think you should make porn. You know, I think that'd be a good career for you. And I think you need to. I think you're great. Can you back away from the phone?
You're on the phone again, okay?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Right.
I think psychologically, there's something in your brain
wrong
that doesn't make you think.
Yeah.
It hasn't clicked yet about
the open hand and slap on the ass. I'll bring up the animals.
Okay, I gotta take a break. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much, man. Tell him to back off the phone, okay? And is he at a payphone? He's calling from a payphone in Redondo Beach. Yeah, that guy's got it going on, man. He's calling from a payphone in Redondo Beach. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Lady called back who was just on the air, and she said she, A, thought it was good that we were not judging people, and she appreciated that, but she did not think that we should be giving you so much airtime, Chris, and I disagreed with that. I want everybody to know exactly the kind of guy that you are.
Because you're judging me and you think that I'm no good, okay, and that's fine.
No, I didn't say you were no good. I said that I think you have a warped idea of relationship, especially when you think hanging around with the boy and giving your fiancé sex is what you call giving 50% of a relationship.
Well, she's putting pressure on me to get a job, okay?
And as well she should.
But if I get a job, Mr. Henry, I won't be there for the boy, and I'll be coming home tired from work, and if I'm tired, I'll be no good for the sex to give to her. Okay, so she wants me to get a job, okay, but then I'm not there for the boy, and I'll be too tired to give her the sex. And that's what she's looking at.
All right, let me go to Westminster on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been listening to you since the beginning of the segment, and please help me understand this. You feel that you're giving 50% of the relationship, and all you're saying is that you're trying to portray, give the boy a male image.
Right, I'm giving the boy a male image. I'm also being there for her.
What kind of a male image?
I'm being there for her.
Being there, but you said you don't even cook dinner, you don't clean the house, because you said that's her job.
Well,
what
why
the hell do you
pee?
Want?
Why
you want
she,
her to go out and make all the money?
Why doesn't she pee standing up?
I'm sorry?
Why doesn't she pee standing up, okay?
Oh, my
there's
God.
There's certain things. What do you mean, oh, my God? I mean, there's certain things a man do, certain things what the woman do.
And you know what? I understand that, okay? But
okay.
In this day and age, let me say this, Chris, really.
Well, go ahead. I mean...
Just let me say this. I am married. I have 6 children, and my husband and I, we, you know what? My husband is a real man.
Are you
and
man?
A real
are,
man? Wait a minute.
You're
a real
right?
man. No, a real man supports his family. A real man takes care of his wife and his children.
Oh, so men
are
supposed to work, but women don't have to work? A lot of women don't work, and no man gets on them about that. How come a man can't be no house husband?
Hey, it's not. But you know what? You're
yeah,
not even
see,
a house husband.
You said a real man supports his wife. A real man don't have to go out and earn the money.
No, I'm not saying that.
That's
I'm
what you
not
said.
Trying to make the difference.
She said
I'm,
support. It doesn't have to be financial support.
I'm not,
it could be
I'm
support in a lot of different
that.
Ways.
Well,
you're interrupting me. I'm not saying that.
You didn't answer the question, does your husband bring the serious lumber or not?
I'm sorry?
Does your husband bring some serious lumber
you
or
know,
what?
That's really none of your business. But
well,
let me tell
I mean,
you something.
That's part
you're,
of a relationship, though. That's part
one sick person.
No, that's part of a relationship.
You
don't
no,
you think?
That has nothing to do. That has nothing to do.
If that has nothing to do with it, then if your husband stopped bringing the serious lumber, you'd still stay with him?
Oh, we have, you know what? Relationships
yeah.
are based on that. Excuse me. Excuse me. So now you're telling me it's not just the male image you're giving the child. It's because you're sporting yourself all over for your fiance, who, quite frankly, I think she is stupid.
Oh, that, see, there you go calling her name. She's like everybody else.
I'm sorry,
I went to the Christmas party with her.
Anybody wanting to spend their life with somebody who has an attitude.
What about you said that your fiance was asking you to get a job.
And I have, she's been putting a lot of pressure on me to do that, but I said that I did not want to at this time.
But why?
Because you want to stay at home and not do anything?
No, because if I'm not at home, then I'm not there as an image for the boy, and also I'd be coming home too tired
I'm
to give
sorry,
her the set.
But you're not, the attitude that you have, if you're not an image for a boy,
right.
I have 4 boys.
We,
the image my husband portrays, excuse me, the image my husband portrays for his boys is helping their mother. That's the image that you should portray.
That's what I'm doing. I'm helping her out.
Oh, my God. By watching 8mm and...
Payback.
And Payback. Oh, that's really brilliant.
These are the movies that you let this boy see.
What's wrong? I don't understand what's wrong with that. It says rated R.
It's
which
disgusting.
Means you have to have an adult with you.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Every other word in those movies are the F word.
But
you
I explained to him what it means.
Oh, my
You explained
oh
to him
God.
What the F word means.
No.
Yeah.
If that was my 3-year-old...
Have you told your fiancé that the kid is sitting there watching 8mm?
And I also showed him snake eyes. I guess that's bad, too.
That's disgusting.
You sound like you're either a dude or you're really big. How tall are you?
Oh, my God.
Are you too?
What's
you are
that
disgusting.
Got to mean?
No,
how could you have...
How tall are you? Seriously.
I don't... It's none of your business.
You know, the movie that he liked a lot was Two Moon Junction.
I can't believe.
So you're showing a little boy, 3 years of age, Two Moon Junction, 8mm, snake
Phil.
Eyes, and Payback.
Unbelievable.
What's unbelievable? I bring serious lumber.
I got the serious lumber already, okay?
Yeah, really.
I showed him my own private Idaho, too.
Anybody
oh, great. There's a movie about homosexual.
It. Excuse me. Anybody
yeah.
that has to brag about it, it really doesn't have anything to offer.
You already talked to us about your serious lover. Now you say you showed him my own private Idaho, which is about the street life of homosexuals in Portland, Oregon.
Oh,
underage,
God.
By the way.
Oh, so you're anti-gay?
No.
I'm not anti-gay. It's a very adult topic is all I'm saying.
And for a 3-year-old to watch something like that, what? Are you smoking crack or
lady,
what?
It says rated R. With an adult, you can be okay.
Oh,
I took him in to
God.
See Boogie Nights.
Does he know that you do this?
Boogie Nights?
Boogie
you know
Nights.
You know something? Both of you are racist.
I'm not a racist.
Well, you won't let no kids see Boogie Nights.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, that's racist.
No, that's not racist.